Positive Possibilities. Transition Towns. Written and read by Josephine Lang. Transition Towns is a groundswell movement of grassroots action for locally based self-sufficiency with increased self-governance and food security. It began in Ireland and England during the last decade in response to a growing awareness of the massively centralized production and distribution of goods and governmental services. In other words, in typical communities throughout the Western world, our food comes from far away. Most governmental decisions affecting local lives are made in distant places, and clothing, building materials, and other goods are produced and shipped long distances and come from other countries. This occurs at great environmental and social expense and to the loss of local economies and results in a loss of control over our lives. Even our money system, which represents our personal energetic output, is often created, managed, and distributed far from home. So far away, in some cases, that many people don't even know which financial entity is holding the mortgage for the deeds to their homes. The result has been that people in local transition town community groups have gotten together around the world to change this in their hometowns in order to reclaim some local functionality and autonomy. The world at large is a very uncertain place these days, and those at the helm of these unwieldy operational structures seem less than connected. In fact, most of the time they are completely disconnected from the web of life that sustains us all. Mining, mineral corporations act with impunity on the basis of antiquated laws put into place 2 centuries ago. They blast open mountains with total disregard for wildlife, water quality, fisheries, and human populations downstream. Petroleum monopolies sabotage alternative energy solutions and surround us with products creating false dependencies on everything from hand creams to cosmetics to car parts and gasoline. This dependency continues into the transport of all goods and most services, and from production to transport, petroleum monopolies lay a wide trail of air, water, and land pollution, resulting in environmental destruction, like tar sands, ocean oil spills, and climate change. Our massive dependency is like an addiction and keeps a very few families extremely wealthy while leaving the rest of us craving for more. But it's not just corporate pollution and environmental destruction that concerns transition town folk. Our money system is as precarious as a high wire act without tethers or nets, and it too is worldwide now. If one part falls, as a few banks in France did some years ago, then the whole cookie crumbles from Canada to New Zealand, and it's local folk, as usual, who suffer the results. So, local folks are the ones who have decided enough is enough and have started to take the helm in their own communities through the Transition Towns movement. And this isn't so extreme, really. It was not all that long ago that little villages and townships throughout this country had a fair degree of independence. They created and traded their own foodstuffs, sewed their own clothes, raised barns together, and taught their own children in one-room schoolhouses. Here in my hometown, our Transition Towns movement is working so we can begin to reclaim some of our own autonomy on a local level. A number of subgroups address different aspects of our disconnected urban lives. There is a group for local economies considering micro-lending for small local businesses to unburden themselves from the overbearing and often uncooperative mega-banking systems. They are also exploring local time swap systems. These time banks allow someone who walks a dog for a neighbor to receive a hot, fresh meal cooked by another person, which may then be delivered to their housebound grandmother. There is a political action group helping to get local government officials who are more closely aligned with interconnected values into city and county government decision-making positions, like our city council and board of directors. There is an education and outreach group who help children and adults to understand the potentially devastating implications of business as usual. For instance, fast food burgers destroy rainforests, which create our atmosphere and the air we breathe. And they give options for local alternatives that are more holistic. For instance, they might suggest getting lunch at a locally owned vegan restaurant because those restaurants use local organic produce. The web of life is interconnected. There is also a community group. They tend to the cohesiveness of the transition town meetings themselves so that the members and attendees can feel a growing sense of community and feel supported in their visions for positive change. This group also helps to create a celebratory atmosphere of closeness in the meetings. We all do better when we're having fun. There is the self-governance group that is working to prevent the havoc that large corporations can impose on local communities when they invade an area for economic advantage and leave behind a trail of pollution or urban sprawl or environmental destruction for locals to grapple with in their wake. Fracking comes to mind. And there is the energy group working to conserve energy and create renewable sources on the local level to enable more energy self-sufficiency. So do a little poking around online. TransitionNetwork.org should get you there and help you to find a local transition town organization near you, supporting positive community changes and grassroots self-sufficiency.